You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with, once again, Mike Blake, president of Arpeggio Advisors in Atlanta, Georgia, a business appraisal and strategic advisory firm. When business owners and executives are faced with critical multi-million dollar decisions, Arpeggio helps its clients make the right ones. And today, Mike is here to speak with us how to buy out your business partner. Mike, certainly a pleasure to have you back with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks again for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I certainly appreciate your time once again. Now, to kick things off on this episode, why is buying out a business partner very, very difficult?
Well, the main reasons that buying out a business partner is hard is, one, when you suggest you're buying out a business partner, you're basically trying to fire them. And firing somebody is rarely a pleasant conversation. And the second reason is that in most cases, the business partner doesn't have to agree to be bought out. There are many reasons why a business partner might want to stay in the business. In fact, it may be the same reason they don't, that you're buying them out in the first place. And so it can be very difficult. The third reason that it can be very hard is many businesses have in their operating or partnership agreement something called a buy-sell agreement or buy-sell clause. And a buy-sell agreement or clause provides contractual specifications for the process by which a partner buyout is supposed to occur. And those processes don't necessarily match up with what you might see in a true kind of third-party arm's-length transaction.
And how is the price set for a partner buyout? Get into that if you would.
Right. So the price is often set by the buy-sell agreement. So if you and your partner have an operating or partnership agreement that incorporates this buy-sell clause, there's a very good chance that there's some process by which the buyout price is going to be set. Now, sometimes it's a fixed number saying, I get to buy your 50% share out for $398,282.36, or it is some multiple of earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, or some multiple of revenue, like 1.5 times trailing 12 months revenue. Or sometimes there is a process by which one or more professional business appraisers are hired, and the appraisal results of those individuals are going to be used in some fashion to determine that buyout price. Now, in the absence of those agreements, or even if those agreements exist but both parties agree to toss them aside, then the transaction resembles something much more like a market kind of transaction where you have a buyer and a seller, and they get across the table and they start throwing numbers and terms back and forth and they hammer out an agreement. Unfortunately, that rarely works out all that well, which is why buy-sell agreements are generally considered best practices for a partnership. But if you are in that situation, then that can work to your advantage. In a very extreme case, in some states, the state can actually dissolve the business, or in effect can force a partner to be bought out at a particular price, and if that is not somehow financially feasible, then the corporation simply dissolves. But that is a less than once in a blue moon kind of scenario.
Now, let's say that I'm buying out my business partner because I do all the work and he rarely even comes to the office. Why would he deserve fair value?
Yeah, so the answer is, from a moral judgment perspective, your business partner may not. There are lots of reasons your business partner may not deserve fair value. I worked on a buy-sell agreement process years ago where one of the owners committed fraud and went to jail. But even if you go to jail, generally speaking, that doesn't dissolve your rights as a shareholder, your rights to own certain assets. And so even though this person, even if the company wanted that person back, of course they didn't, but if they wanted them back and helped him with the company, he was incarcerated. He couldn't possibly do so. But the law doesn't care as to whether or not an individual is earning their share in the company. The law is the law. And if you own that asset and there's nothing in your agreement that stipulates or that specifies what being a hardworking partner looks like in terms of key performance indicators or hours worked or hours at the office or sales generated, whatever that is, if you don't have that, then the chances are very good you're stuck. Now, consult an attorney, obviously. I'm not an attorney, but the fact of the matter is if you're going to make any progress in that buy-sell process, you have to resign yourself to the fact that the law doesn't care about that moral judgment, that shareholder has rights, whether they're a particularly good business partner or not.
Certainly helpful in all regards. Today we're joined by, once again, Mike Blake, president of Arpeggio Advisors in Atlanta, Georgia, business appraisal and strategic advisory firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mike, let's say that I don't really care for or don't like any of those options. What if I were to just force him out as an example?
Yeah, so unfortunately, a lot of partners kind of take that track as, once they realize that the above-board legal option doesn't present them with many good options, then they start to try to do things to force the partner out. Maybe that they're going to, and they'll do things ranging from the petty, such as changing locks and shutting down email accounts, to more sophisticated things such as denying them access to financial records, not inviting them to board meetings, taking key strategic decisions unilaterally, stopping payment of dividends. Instead, that the partner that's remaining may have the power to pay themselves a higher salary at the expense of dividends. And there are all kinds of ways you can try to make a partner you want to leave feel unwelcome. But that puts you at risk because shareholders, even minority shareholders in most states, have certain rights. You can't just take their shares away. You can't just say they're not part of the business anymore. If you sign a bad agreement and it doesn't call for an orderly process to evict an owner from the business or for an owner or shareholder to withdraw from the business, then what you're likely going to do is risk a lawsuit. And even though, again, getting back to the previous question, even though your partner may come across in court as a jerk, the law is a law, and even jerks are entitled to ownership of their assets. And if you've never been in a shareholder lawsuit before, I've testified as an expert in those many times, you don't want to do that. It is expensive. It is stressful. It is enormously time-consuming. Provoking a lawsuit, especially when you're on the wrong side of the law, is generally speaking a very, very bad idea. You're better off taking a bad deal in the buy-sell or the buyout agreement in most cases than you are trying to litigate it.
And let's say that, what if my partner and I agree on a price, but I can't afford to pay it? What's your advice on that?
Right. This happens a lot because the business may very well be the most important asset that either party owns. And that asset is not liquid. It's not easy to turn a manufacturing company into cash, and you certainly don't want to do that because you want to, as the buying partner, you'd like to hang on to the business. So there are probably two or three ways that you can accomplish that liquidity. The easiest way is to agree that the selling shareholder is going to be bought out over a period of time, either a phased buyout or they'll issue what's called a seller note, which means that in exchange for the stock, you're then going to owe your former partner money just as you've taken out a bank loan. You'll probably make interest and principal payments on a monthly or quarterly basis. And over time, the value of the company will, or the ownership of the company will transfer from the seller to the owner. Another option is to seek bank financing. Banks are lending. They're not lending the same way that they were 10 years ago, but banks are still in business to make loans, and they do make loans even to small businesses. And so make sure that you've at least talked to a few banks, not just one, because just because one bank doesn't like your deal, the next one down the street may very well. Not all banks are the same. So a bank may be able to lend part or all or most of the money to pay for the buyout. And then third, as a last resort, you may be able to find a private equity investor that would be willing to provide the financing for you to execute the buyout. And so in that case, what you're most likely doing is you're replacing one shareholder with another. So make sure that if you are going to invite a private equity investor to come in, make sure that you like them, you get along better with them. And at that point, make sure you have a great buy-sell agreement in place so that you don't have to go through an uncomfortable partner exit process again.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or our final tip covering how to buy out your business partner?
Best practices is to have a buy-sell agreement in place. And I actually have an article on my website about the right parameters for a buy-sell agreement. Lawyers sometimes get the agreements right, but they're not financial specialists or legal specialists. At the end of the day, their job is to codify what the owner tells them to codify. A great buy-sell agreement that is detailed, that handles many multiple scenarios under which a buyout might occur, that has a rock-solid business valuation and pricing process, goes a long way towards making the buyout process one that goes smoothly, has the greatest chance of preserving your relationship with your partner if that's of interest to you, and making sure that your business doesn't suffer because it's caught in the middle of a shareholder battle.
And tell our listeners where they can get more information about Arpeggio Advisors.
So please visit our website, arpeggioadvisors.com. Arpeggio is spelled A-R-P-E-G-G-I-O advisors.com. My Twitter handle is @unblakeable. And we also have some YouTube videos on the Arpeggio Advisors channel that provide content relating to strategic and business valuation questions.
Well, Mike, rock solid information on how to buy out your business partner. We certainly appreciate your time and for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We have been speaking with Mike Blake, president of Arpeggio Advisors in Atlanta, Georgia, a business appraisal and strategic advisory firm. When business owners and executives are faced with critical multi-million dollar decisions, Arpeggio helps its clients make the right ones. And once again, for more information and for contact, simply visit arpeggioadvisors.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.